Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
This episode is brought to you by Marshalls, where you never have to compromise between quality and price. The buyers at Marshalls hustle hard, working to bring you great deals on brand name and designer pieces. Because Marshalls believes everyone deserves access to the good stuff. Visit a Marshalls store near you or shop online at marshalls.com.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans, send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th, and never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
What's going on, everybody, and good morning. Today is Monday, October 13th, and this is your daily Go Birds Morning Update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. Hope you all had a great weekend. It's not often where we are maybe all happy the Eagles didn't play, but with how they've been playing recently, I'd imagine it was probably nice for you guys to get a weekend off. I know I enjoyed a weekend off watching the rest of the games around the league. And, you know, it's interesting to watch the other teams because on one hand, you look at it and go, man, there's just no great team in the NFL this year. There's just, especially in the NFC, like there's not really that team that you look at and go, this is a major roadblock for the Eagles. I used to think that about the Packers, but I don't think they are that anymore. They're just not good enough offensively. So on one hand, you look around the league and go, yeah, the Eagles very, very, very much in this. On the other hand, you look at it and go, God, these teams, like, they all look better than the Eagles to an extent too. Like, I know in our heads, it's easy to sit here and say the Eagles have more talent than most teams. And that's true. The Eagles have better offensive players than most teams. That's true. The Eagles win more than most teams. That's true. But then, you know, you think that in your head and but then you remember how they looked on Thursday, and they looked awful on Thursday, and the offense looked awful against Denver, with mistakes. Like, could have been a big game, but big mistakes cost them against Denver. Sloppy play cost them against the Giants. And I remember there was a season, I think it was maybe 2020. It might have been 2020, where I felt like with the Eagles, what would happen was, or maybe it was the end of 2023. It was one of those years where it would be like, you watch them play on Sunday and you go, man, this team is just not good. And then Monday, you're mad about the loss. Tuesday, you start to see the positives. Wednesday, you remember how much talent they have. Thursday, you start to talk yourself back into it. By Friday, you think they're going to win. by kickoff on Sunday, you're excited. And then you do the same thing again on Monday when they don't play well. And they just have not, they've not played great this year. So of course you watch the rest of the teams around the league and you go, yeah, they could win this. Like they are right there with all the other teams. But then you got to remind yourself how they're playing. And so in today's pod, we're going to do a lot of things. We'll get your day started here. But I want to go over the 12 reasons I think the Eagles, like the 12 things that are really, really hurting the Eagles. And obviously that's a lot of things, but this team is not playing good football. So sorry for that little rant there at the beginning, but it was just on my head from, from watching the football on Sunday. So let's get you going on your Monday. What is on the schedule for today? The Eagles, still kind of on their mini bye week. They had the weekend off, but we will hear from Nick Sirianni today for the first time since he spoke to the media after the loss to the Giants. So always a lot of, you know, interesting questions for Nick, maybe some injury updates, see what he thought after watching the tape. I would expect that to be around 3:15. They haven't announced the time yet as of this recording, but I would keep an eye out for around 3:15. The afternoon show might carry it, have on WIP all day, but make sure you tune in around, I would say 3-ish if I had to guess, for when Nick is for when Nick's going to start. But if you're not able to hear it, of course, I'll have all the interesting quotes for you for tomorrow on tomorrow's daily podcast. So on the schedule for today is Nick Sirianni. The injury report. The Eagles came out of that game pretty banged up. Now, we haven't heard any updates on the main injured players, which could be a good thing. You know, it means, you know, I would imagine Quinion probably got his hamstring looked at the day after the game. Jalen Carter's probably had his heel looked at. And then obviously Landon as well. So no updates on them yet. The Eagles will practice for the first time for their game against the Vikings on Wednesday, and that'll be our first chance to see who's out there. But Quinion with the hamstring, Jalen Carter with the shoulder and the heel, and then Landon Dickerson dealing with his ankle injury, and still to a certain degree his knee injury, are the injuries to keep an eye out for this week. And then I would just keep monitoring Nakobe Dean. He was active against the Giants, seemingly got out of it healthy, but it's the first game he's played in a while, so we'll see how he's feeling this week and, you know, if he's inching closer to getting a bigger role on that defense. So that'll be the injured players to keep an eye out for this week. And then, of course, we'll see if any new injuries pop up when they practice on Wednesday. All right, so if you're like me and you stayed locked in on the Eagles all weekend in football, then these might be some stories you know. But if you took the weekend off, I have five stories here that I saw that I feel like you need to know if you weren't paying attention this weekend. So the first one is a report from Diana Russini of The Athletic. We did talk about this on Go Birds Radio, so you can hear us, me and James, talk about it more if you want more A.J. Brown trade rumor discussion. But yes, that is what the latest report is from Diana Russini talking about the possibility that the Eagles could trade A.J. Brown. So she writes in her article, quote, "The Eagles will continue to insist they have no plans to trade Brown, their star receiver. But every week that passes with problems piling up makes decision makers around the league wonder. One league source told me, Brown doesn't look frustrated or mad. He looks indifferent. And that's not a good place to be," end quote. A good, I guess I don't know if it's a good GM, but a GM in the AFC said, "I think Howie moves him. It would have to be for the right player pick, but a trade wouldn't surprise me. Howie likes deals, especially if a player's value overrides how Brown is being used. Most teams anticipate the asking price to be steep. Expect more calls as we near November," end quote, end of passage. So what does this mean? Anytime there's ever an A.J. Brown trade rumor, the initial kind of reaction from Eagles fans, and understandably, is like one of anger. It's like, oh, this is clickbait. This is rage bait. Why are we talking about this? Like, look at the cap hit, right? And look, is A.J. Brown going to be traded in season? Almost definitely not. Are the chances high that AJ will get traded? Of course they're not. But Diana Russini is not making this up. These are the opinions of people around the league. And she's been all over this. Like, she has been talking about it since the offseason. She's constantly having people in the league, it seems, tell her they think AJ could get traded. So while we can sit here and say it's unlikely, and of course, I don't think the Eagles are just going to, like, fire sale on AJ Brown, obviously, people around the league are monitoring the situation. And obviously, I think with how you could tell AJ is probably upset or definitely upset with how the offense has been this year, I am sure he would somewhat welcome a trade. Not like he'd be ecstatic to go, but if he thought he was going to a team where he would be used in more of a way where he wants to be used, where he's getting the ball more, I think I think he'd probably be open to that. So do I think it happens in season? No. Do I think it could happen next year? Yes. But the last thing I'll say about the AJ Brown thing is, like, or the last thing for today, I'm sure we'll talk about this nonstop, but the cap hit thing. So I understand that when you look at over the cap, when you look at Spotrac, it points out that it's a large cap hit if they were to trade him, right? In season, it's a large cap hit. I've seen a bunch of different numbers out there. Some people think it's $90 million. Some people think it's $46 million. I saw one account, I believe it was Eagles Eric, who does a really good job with the cap stuff, say $16 million this year, $43 million next year if they were to trade him in season. So there's a lot of different numbers out there. Here would be my advice on the cap thing, as someone that's followed it really closely. I've gotten to a point with the cap where it's almost pointless to look at the numbers that are out there publicly. I think these websites do really good jobs, and I think it's a good framework of which to look at things. But Howie Roseman, Alec Hallaby, Bryce Johnson, like, they're very good at manipulating the cap. And if they get to a position where they feel they need to trade AJ in season, they think it's for the better of the team, I guarantee you the first tweet will be, you know, breaking news, Eagles have traded AJ Brown. Second tweet, the Eagles tweaked AJ's contract prior to the trade, making it more team friendly, like blah, blah. Like, so I understand that the numbers out there, and Eagles fans love to point this out. They love to go, well, look at all that dead cap. There's no way they would do it. If they want to trade AJ, they'll trade AJ. And the cap and the contract, the salary cap space, like, won't stop them. Even if it is a $35 million dead cap hit, like, they are very much in the world of dead cap space. They are comfortable with it. They maneuver around it. So I think the reasons they won't trade AJ are he's an amazing player. He helps them. And they don't like to trade away great players. Like, that's why they wouldn't want to trade AJ. I don't think the salary cap thing is a reason to point to as to why it wouldn't happen. Now, the other thing I did this weekend is I rewatched the Giants game a few times. I know why, but I did. And here's what I'll say. I've been very pro AJ on this pod. I've been defensive when people call him a diva. Like, I think I, more than most media members, have, like, truly stood up for AJ. But when you watch the tape, there are plays where it feels like his effort is not great. Like, blocking plays, there's a few plays where you can see, like, he's not probably really going full at the end of the route. And is that out of frustration? Maybe. But I'd be curious to know if an opposing GM watched the tape of AJ, like, what their honest assessment would be of how he played this year. I think, and I've been in this camp, that we blame the O-line. We blame Jalen Hurts. And we'll talk about some of the problems this team has had. I don't know if AJ's having a great year. Like, he's not getting the ball, so it's not like, you know, he's dropping it all the time, and, like, there's not a traditional kind of way you say a good year. But if you just watch it, like, there are definitely times in the game where, you know, on a running play, the blocking's not great. Or on a bubble screen play, the blocking's not great. Or, you know, he's running a route and it doesn't feel, I'm not even talking about the play where the ball slowed down, like, and it doesn't feel as if he's giving 110%. Now, in my experience covering AJ, he's always been a player that tried really hard, so it's definitely out of character if that's the case, but I can see the frustration and the bad body language out there on the field. And the Eagles might have to decide at one point, like, he's an amazing player, but if this is not working, like, they could just be better off moving him. So don't expect the AJ Brown rumors to go away anytime soon. The other thing that was not going to go away anytime soon is the tush push talk. Obviously, the Eagles ran the tush push 4 straight plays on Thursday night in their loss to the Giants. And as a result, a lot of people tweeted about it, talked about it. The play is trash. This isn't football, blah, blah, blah. The same type of stuff you normally hear. So Charles Woodson, the former NFL player, obviously, great player, Hall of Fame player, it was on Fox. And he talked about the tush push. And I thought what he said wasn't, like, super, super interesting, but I do think it probably describes more people today than you would have described them on Wednesday or Thursday morning. So here's Charles Woodson talking about the tush push.
I'm going to contradict everything that I said 2 or 3 weeks ago about the tush push. After I gave support for it, they should not have run that for the next several weeks. But what do? They go out there and run it 4 straight times. And one of the guys, did you see the carnage left behind and this tush push? One of the guys almost got decapitated. And then you can't even stay on sides. It's a false start almost every time. You know, I feel like our friend Colin Cowherd, who we just heard, he has a segment on his show called Where Colin Was Right, Where Colin Was Wrong. Well, guess what, America? I was wrong, and a tush push should be banned.
It takes a real man to admit that.
That's what I have learned the first 5 weeks of the season. I'm sorry that I ever supported it. I'm out on the tush push.
Okay.
So I do think that ultimately, like, whether people like to watch a play or not really shouldn't matter. But there, I believe now have been two injuries on the play where guys have had to leave the field. I think Lane got hurt on the tush push. Someone on the Giants got hurt on the tush push. Like, so that's starting to pile up. But I also think that more people are starting to turn on it. And I know it's always not been a popular play, so this isn't like breaking news. But when the Eagles are not operating at a high level offensively and they're forced to tush push it four straight times, and I get the logic for it. Like, it's a safe play football wise in terms of there's very few turnovers on the play. Like, I get the logic of just running it four times. But when you do it four straight times, I think A, it highlights like that you don't have much you can go to offensively. But I also think it aggravates people. Like, it's just the rest of the league, Roger Goodell, like all the owners that are against it are watching that and going, this isn't good for our game. It's not good for our game when a team runs a play and everybody is, or, you know, mostly everybody is like, this isn't football, blah, blah, blah. Like, whether that's a fair reason or not, I think that moments like Thursday night and people like Charles Woodson, like, they're becoming more and more people like that. And like, I'm not in the camp of banning it. But I'll be honest, like, I agree with Charles Woodson a little bit on that, where Thursday night, watching a run it four straight times, I'm like, all right, like, this is enough. But we will find out this offseason. The Eagles will still have it the rest of the year. And, you know, the crazy thing is, I do think before there was a lot of like, well, the Eagles will just figure out a way to do it. They don't need it. And that's true. Like, I think they'll run quarterback sneaks. Like, it'll probably be fine. But they need it. Like, it's the best thing they do right now, and it is really, really helpful to them. So if they lose it, this isn't just like, the Eagles are the best team in the NFL anyway, so who cares? The Eagles are a team that basically have to win now in, like, not low-scoring games, but games where, like, they got, like, tight games, and in tight games, obviously converting on third down in the red zone is huge. The Eagles aren't going to be good enough to blow people out until they start to play better. And until then, they desperately need the tush push. So seeing more people kind of switch to that side, I think is happening. And I think it's going to hurt the play this offseason when I'm sure it will be up to be banned again. All right. Doug Peterson is back in the news. First of all, Doug Peterson was on The Yak. It's like a Barstool radio talk show. And they do an obstacle course, essentially, where it's like basketball, football, soccer, baseball. Doug did it. It's worth a watch. I would highly recommend finding it. It's very funny. So Doug's been doing a bit of a media tour. And he was on, I think this was Jacob Media he was with. And he was asked about being an offensive consultant. And now it's important to note the context of this was, has he ever been asked? It really wasn't like, would you? It was, have you ever? So Doug was asked about it. And I have the quote here. Doug said, quote, I probably would have when being asked about if he would have accepted an offensive consultant role. I probably would have considered that. I think, too, though, I don't know what the protocol is for former head coaches going back to their, you know, place where they won a championship, right? Coach there for 5 years. If that's something, that is the right thing to do, end quote. So I actually really like that answer. Like, I think he pokes or acknowledges what the awkwardness of it would be. I mean, just imagine that meeting room when they sit down for the first day Doug's there. It's their normal offensive coaching staff. They're all sitting there and Doug walks in. Like, Doug's a great guy. Nick's a great guy. But like, it would have to be awkward for Nick. And I think it would be like undermining him. It would being undermining Nick. It would be undermining Kevin Petullo. And also, like, I don't know if Doug is like the best creative offensive mind. Like, I think having him in the room is a good, like, just purely football wise, like, he can offer good perspective. He's been through things. Like, he'd be a good resource for Nick, but it would have to be something where Nick really wanted it and not something where the team forced it upon him. And I don't think they're going to do it. So it's pointless. You know, it's kind of irrelevant, but regardless, like, I would not be a fan of it if they were to do it, unless it's something Nick really, really wanted. I just don't think it will be something that, that Nick really, really wants. All right. Tell me what you really, really want. All right. So next up, this is just a small little nugget, but there was an article on NFL.com where Ian Rappaport and Mike Garofalo talked about just different things they're hearing prior to the trade deadline. And they had just a very short thing in there on the Eagles, and they wrote, quote, Eagles general manager Howie Roseman has never made a trade he wouldn't consider, and don't be surprised if he looks for some help on defense. A cornerback or an edge would make sense, end quote. So as always with these insiders, like, I think, you know, their opinion is based off of stuff they hear. I also think you could certainly qualify this as like common sense. Like, yeah, they need a corner and they need an edge, and Howie's very aggressive. But whenever it's Ian Rapoport, whenever it's Mike Garofalo, like, it is worth listening to them talk about that. It, like, their opinion matters. So, yeah, I mean, the trade deadline is coming up. I believe it's November 5th, maybe. And I think there's a chance they make a move. They need a corner. Keeley didn't play well. Adoree's been dealing with injuries. Like, it wouldn't shock me if they made a trade prior to the Vikings game. I expect some type of, like, I think you'll see a difference in the team when they're in Minnesota, whether that's player benched, whether that's a change, like, something's going to happen, I think, based off that performance and how they're playing. And a cornerback or an edge would make a ton of sense for them to go out and get. So how high of a level, like, player will that be? You know, that's obviously the big question, but I do think corner and edge are two things they'll absolutely target. And then honestly, like, a starting guard wouldn't be crazy. Like, Landon's hurt. Brett Toth hasn't played well. Honestly, Tyler Steen hasn't played well, but, like, also really no, I mean, like, Jordan Mailata hasn't played well. Landon Dickerson, Cam Juergens. So, like, they're struggling on the line, but I do think a high quality guard, which is going to be hard to acquire. Teams don't trade good offensive linemen. It's definitely something the team could consider as well. All right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right. So finally, this is not, you know, like, news or anything, but in what's been a rough few days for Philly sports, I thought this was, you know, a little feel good story. So Jeffrey Miller, I guess an opinion person for, wait for it, the Albuquerque Journal, wrote an article basically saying the Eagles should now be America's team. So Jeffrey writes, quote, however, if there must be an America's team, I have two possible solutions. The first would be to give the name to the team that won the last Super Bowl, in this case, Philadelphia. A second solution would be to honor the city that was the seat of our democracy, the city wherein the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution were written and which served as the nation's first capital, Philadelphia, end quote. So They're 4-2. They've lost two straight games. They're not playing well. The Phillies got eliminated. The Flyers aren't playing well. But Temple had a bad loss. Sorry about that one, Tucker. But hey, maybe the Eagles will be named America's team. So maybe that's hopefully a little bit of bright news for you guys in an otherwise dark time. But on the other side, unfortunately, we're going to talk about more negative stuff, as I'm going to go over 12 reasons or 12 things I think are really, really hurting the Eagles. So we'll do that on the other side. But first, a word from our sponsors. Okay, so on Friday, I tweeted out that I thought, for the amount of attention Kevin Petullo is getting and the amount of backlash, like, James Franklin was fired on Sunday, and this was actually a funny joke, I will say. There were a lot of Eagles fans tweeting out, like, Penn State would be wise to hire Kevin Petullo. Like, it's a funny joke, but, man, people are really, really out on Petullo. And so I tweeted on Friday that for all the attention he's getting, I don't even know if he's in the top 10 reasons that this team is not playing well right now. Like, if you told me I could fix 10 things or I could fix things on the team and I had to rank them, like, number one for me would not be place a better offensive coordinator in Kevin Petullo's job. Now, let me be clear about something before I get into this list of things I think are hurting them more than Kevin Petullo. Like, I was not a fan of the hire. I thought that him coming in would make the offense stale. And I think the offense does look stale. So, like, I'm not saying, like, you can't fire him. If they want to fire him and they want to replace him with someone else, the results haven't been good enough. He's responsible for the offense. Like, it is what it is. I'm just saying that there's a lot of things wrong with this team right now. And frankly, like, Kevin Petullo is not in the top of my list when it comes to things that are hurting the team. So I'm going to go over 12 things in really no particular order, but 12 things that I think are really hurting the team and have probably hurt them more than Kevin Petullo has. So first up, and again, no particular order, but the first one I'll talk about is the special teams, the starting field position. They are 30th in the NFL right now in starting field position. They are averaging starting on the 27. Teams near the top of that list are like starting at like the 38, the 39. Like they are starting behind the sticks in a way. Like they have to drive further down the field to score than almost every other team in the NFL when they get the ball. And when your offense isn't performing well, obviously, then it's harder to score, but especially when you have to go farther. Like these teams that maybe, like, if you watch them, the offense is playing better, but not considerably. A difference is they just have 15 or 10 less yards to go. And I was texting with Tucker about this, and he made a good point too. Like, when you want to talk about field position, the Eagles have not really created, I can't think of almost any turnovers in the opposing offense's side of the field, where like they're creating turnovers, but they're not doing it, you know, 15 yards from the end zone. They're doing it like 15 yards from their own end zone or on the Eagles side of the field. So they've consistently had long fields to deal with. And when the offense not playing well, that really hurts them. So I think their starting field position, like the kick returners have been bad. Tank Bigsby can barely catch the ball. Like they have got to start to fix that and get themselves in the short field positions so they can score the momentum. Like it'll all kind of fall into place. But a key part is to just simply start further down the field than they have been. The next one for me is the AJ Jalen drama. Like, look, we've talked about it ad nauseum, but it can't be like, it is just not a good thing for the team that the quarterback and the wide receiver seemingly are not on the same page. And honestly, it's gotten to a point where if they are and everyone's wrong about this, they need to do a better job of shutting it down. And again, I don't think they are, but what I mean is like whatever happens in that building happens in that building. And there is reason outside of just the public perception that it matters. Like you want them on the same page. You want them working late at night together to figure this out. Like all those things are true. But even if they're not going to do that, because they weren't doing it last year, they won the Super Bowl, they need to do a better job publicly of calming this fire. Like there's the report from our good friend, Jimmy Kemsky, saying they had a meeting for a few hours and it was productive. And then like AJ comes out, doesn't want to talk about it. And then tweets basically like it wasn't a meeting, like everyone calm down. And I get why, like they don't want it to be viewed as a team meeting or some type of like summit that had to happen. But it was a feel good story where people like, okay, like look at them. They're talking like, and AJ kind of went out of his way to be like, hey, everyone, like it's not what you think. Right. So like post a picture together, post a picture of practice together, post a picture of each other. I don't know, like at a Sixers game, right? Like do something where people can sit there and go, okay, you know what? Like, maybe they are not, it's not as bad as it seems. Because the bad blood that's around this situation, it's making everything worse. Like, it's making it tense. It's making when the passing game struggle seem like a bigger deal. So the AJ and Jalen drama for me has more impactful on this team than Kevin Petullo. All right, next one. No pass rush. They have one of the worst pass rushes in the NFL from the edge. And it's one of the most important positions in the league. It's a position Howie really values. And their edges are not good this year. Nolan Smith's not playing because he's hurt. Jalix Hunt's been a fine player. He's not been that special breakout player you would have hoped. Za'Darius Smith has cooled off since he first got here. Aziz Ojulari, like, had a great first game. Didn't really...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
To do much the second game. You know, you just go down the line. Like, their edges are not playing well. They only have 2.5 sacks from their edges, and they've all come recently too. So they have to go out and they have to find a better pass rusher. Like, I don't know if you can count on Nolan the rest of the year. Just like with Landon, like, everyone's like, oh, well, Landon will be back. Landon's not been able to stay on the field. Nolan's been dealing with this tricep injury for like a year now, it feels like. So the pass rush is a major problem. It's hurting the secondary. It's hurting everything. Like, the key to a great defense is a great pass rush. And right now, especially with Jalen Carter not playing up to his potential, right now the pass rush is really, really hurting the team. Next up, first downs. They, again, we talked about field position where, like, you're starting behind the sticks. They are also one of the worst teams in the league on first down. So when let's talk about the predictability part of the offense, right? Because Lane Johnson's quote got a lot of attention, basically saying, like, teams know we're going to run, teams know we're going to pass. And I'm not speaking for him, but I would think that part of what he means is, like, they're an obvious passing downs because sometimes it's first and 15, it's third and 9, it's second and 8, where, like, you are putting yourself in position where you could run it. Like, on second and 8, you could run it and try to make it third and short. But, like, they are putting themselves in a position where the defense knows what's going to happen. And then also you combine the fact that, you know, on the predictability thing, that Jalen doesn't like to be under center. Like, that really hurts him too, in terms of being predictable. But regardless, on first downs, they are And, you know, obviously there's a bunch of games on Sunday, so I don't have the update stats on here, but they were the worst team in the league on third down entering Sunday. Or maybe they were 30th, but they were one of the worst teams in the league on first down. They're averaging fewer yards on first down than almost everybody else. That does fall on Petullo, right? He's the offense. But one thing that'll get this thing going is getting going on first down. And, you know, like rewatching the Giants game, like you see bad pass protection. You see, you know, poor blocking on the outside. You see Jalen holding on to it. Like there's a lot of reasons they haven't been good on first down, but one of them is like the players are messing up. And that brings us to our next reason, which is execution. I was floored watching that Giants game, how poor the execution was from the players. Like I knew that execution was a problem, but you just look at it and like guys are missing blocks left and right. Brett Toth was really bad. Tyler Steen was really bad. Mailata didn't play great. As I mentioned, Devontae and AJ on the outside, like not doing a great job blocking when they're being asked to do it. Jalen leaving guys on the field where like there were plays to be made there and he didn't throw the ball. Defensively, the tackling was awful. Like the run fits and like it was poor execution by the players. Falls on Sirianni, falls on Petullo, but man, it is hard to run any type of offense when you can't execute the plays. So everybody wants them to run a more complicated offense. They can't even run this like quote unquote simple vanilla offense that everyone thinks that they're running. They can't even do that. So like, how are they going to run more complicated plays when they can't do that? So I would very much recommend going back and watching that Giants game. I know it's not a fun rewatch, but like they have major execution problems where like their offensive line is making mistake after mistake. It's hurting the offense. And it's making it hard to run the ball as well. So execution-wise, definitely has been an issue. The other one is injuries. We've talked about a little bit on the pod already, but like Nolan Smith isn't playing. Jalen Carter isn't playing. Landon Dickerson isn't playing. You know, obviously, N'Kobe's been out most of the year. And, you know, Joe DeCamber made this point, and yeah, it's a good point by Joe. A caller joked with me that I should never say Joe DeCamber made a good point, but I think he did. Like, a lot of the guys that we thought of as like this team are not there. Again, look at the field on the defense on Thursday night. No Nolan Smith, no Jalen Carter, no Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, no Darius Slay, no Quinyon Mitchell, no N'Kobe Dean, like no Milton Williams, no Josh Sweat, no Brandon Graham. Like the team that we thought was like a great player last year, it's really not those guys on defense. On offense, it's most of the same guys, which makes their struggles even you know more frustrating to see. But they're missing a lot of players. And obviously some of those players aren't on the team anymore, so they're going to continue to miss them, barring a trade, which would be funny. But, you know, Nolan Smith, Jalen Carter, Landon Dickerson, like they're dealing with injuries at key spots. And I think part of that is just the wear and tear of the last year. But they just look like a slow team out there. And I think they don't look fully healthy. All right, the next one is they cannot run the ball. Which is crazy because they should be the best running team in the NFL. They were the best running team arguably in NFL history last year, and they just cannot do it. Like they come out at the beginning of the game and they get two really good chunk yards in the run game, and that was basically it. They were unable to run the ball the rest of the time. And last year when the passing game was struggling, they could lean on the running game so much so that the passing game became an afterthought. But now they can't run the ball and the passing game still hasn't picked it up. Like, their inability to run the ball is super, super hurting them. And I also think it's like really hurting the personality of the team. The offensive line is the heartbeat of this team. Like Jalen is the guy because he's the quarterback, but the heartbeat of the team is on the offensive line. Saquon is a big part of the heartbeat of this team. And when they're struggling, like the whole team kind of feels it. When the offensive line doesn't feel they're playing well, the whole team feels it. When Saquon's frustrated, the team feels it. And so their inability to run the ball is not just hurting them on the field. I think off the field, it's like a very frustrating thing for this team that's killing the mood a little bit. So why can't they run the ball? Players aren't playing well enough. Brett Toth, not been good. Tyler Steen, not been good. Cam Jurgens has struggled. Like they are getting bad play from the offensive line when it comes to run blocking. And Saquon, you know, had this to say about the predictability of the offense. He said, last year everyone knew we were going to run the ball and it didn't stop him. So it's not like the coaches don't know how to scheme up a run. Like last year, they were, I mean, again, Jeff Stoutland, who everybody thinks is an amazing coach and rightfully so, is the run game coordinator. So it is an execution problem. Like now the coaches have to make the execution become better. It's on them to do that. But man, like their inability to run the ball is super, super hurting them. And to piggyback off that one, another issue is just the O-line. Like, they're not playing well. They're dealing with injuries. Their O-line's been really bad. It's not been a lot of years. And I think the pass protection's actually started to improve a little bit. It was bad against the Giants. Not been many years where you're able to sit and look at the Eagles and go, their O-line is a problem. Their O-line's a problem. Like, they'll tell you that. Their O-line is not playing well. So, obviously, the offensive line's been a problem. Now let's talk about Jalen. So, Jalen Hurts is not having a good season. You could debate like how bad it is, but if you had to pick good or bad, Jalen is having a bad season. Pro Football Focus has him ranked as a 23rd passer in the NFL so far this year. And again, rewatching that Giants game, like, guys are there. He's holding onto the ball. Brian Baldinger posted a video, two videos actually, highlighting like the offensive line doing their job and the ball not coming out. And I would just have you wonder like what makes him think that. Right? Like, where do you think he's getting that idea? But Jalen playing poorly is hurting the offense. Now, Kevin Petula and Nick Sirianni could do more to help him in the way that it's their job to get the best play out of him, but they are scheming guys open and the ball is not going to him. Or when the ball is going there, his accuracy has been an issue this year. So Jalen Hurts playing poorly, I think, is the number one issue with this team right now. But wherever you want to place it, there's no denying if you're getting bad quarterback play, it's impossible to be a good team. It's just impossible. So, like, they need Jalen to turn it around completely. If not, the team's going to look like this most of the year, and I don't think they're going to win 4 out of every 6 games. Like, they'll be lucky to win 3 out of every 6 games if this keeps up. So, Jalen absolutely has to be better. Now, another part of this, and this is something the players have talked about on the Jordan Mailata Show and the Players Lounge, is they're getting unscouted looks because of their talent. And I do think, like, that's on them. They need to be better, right? But at the same time, when they spend all week, like, trying to prepare and you don't know what you're going to get, that's really hard. And then in game, when you're trying to, like, counter these unscouted looks, that's really hard to counter. So the unscouted looks they're getting, I think, has been a real roadblock for them in getting things going offensively. And the last one for me, and this is, I know I said these weren't in order, but if I had to pick number one, like, Jalen might be number one, but the other one might just be, this is a Super Bowl hangover. Like, it, all these things we just talked about are kind of part of the Super Bowl hangover. They just look slow. They look disinterested. They look tired. They look worn down. They look unmotivated. Like, they just look like a team that just won the Super Bowl. The Giants wanted that game more than they did. And I think the Super Bowl hangover is a real thing for this team. You know, people point to, like, well, in 2023, Brian Johnson wasn't good, and then they brought in Kellen Moore and they were better. Well, the other difference is, like, they weren't good in 2023 because they were coming off playing in the Super Bowl. They've probably played more football than any team beside the Chiefs in these past 3 years. Like, they've played a lot of football, and I think the Super Bowl hangover coming off winning it is really hurting them. So maybe they'll adjust later in the year. Maybe, you know, they'll get things going, but it might just be one of those years. Like, they're good. We talked ourselves and they could go back. Like, but it's really, 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 really hard to do. They're going up against the opponent and they're going up against the NFL in the way that they're going up against parity. And I think the number one issue, like, on a holistic sense, not talking about playing, is the Super Bowl hangover. They are dealing with it in a major way right now, and it's not going well for them. So that'll do it for today's daily podcast. Thank you guys, as always, so much for listening. Until then, he's Elliot, I'm James. Talk to you guys later.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.